The interview we're gonna have now is with Sheep of the Deep, which is a great guest, rapper and producer from Cape Town. He is a South African music artist who has had his work featured on international publications such as Complex Magazine and Pigeons and Planes, and he boasts collaboration with the likes of the North Carolina rapper Rose and King Mace, who is best known for his appearance on Dr. Dre's Compton album. He is here to talk to us today about his music career and future plan. Welcome, Sheepo the Deep. Sheepo, can you please tell us about how you got into the music?
Thank you so much for the questions. I'd firstly like to say a big shout out to all the listeners of RX Radio. Thank you so much for the opportunity. To answer the question, I first got into music by producing. A friend of mine introduced me to some software, and my dad had bought me a computer at the time. So I played around on it, and I found out you can make little cool sounds to entertain yourself. And older cousins introduced me to hip-hop. So that's how I got into music. I started out producing some of my favorite sounds, seeing what I could do, and at some stage, I wanted to hear my voice on the recordings to replicate some of my favorite artists. And that's how I found out you could actually do that. So throughout the years, I've been trying to build on my sound and casually trying to get better at it as I go along. But it all started out from some software and a computer. I then made plans to put a few songs together. Make a mixtape and then put it out, and then that was received very warmly, and that's how people came to know Sheepo the Gift. Yeah.
Where did the name Sheepo the Gift came from?
The name Sheepo the Gift is actually so cool, but also so very simple. It's a direct translation of my name. Sheepo actually means the gift. So I was explaining it to an American friend, and he was like, yo, that just sounds dope. Why don't you just put them together? Sheepo, which means gift, equals Sheepo, the gift. Yeah.
How would you describe the style of your music?
I find it very hard to try and describe my sound. I would say that it's influenced by many very, very different styles. But at its core, it's a very I would say lyrical, conscious type of hip-hop that deals with not very complex issues, but issues of self and discovering yourself and learning what it is to be human, but also influenced by many very different genres. Like, since I produce, I pull from the pop genre, I pull from alternative music, I pull from hip-hop, I pull from jazz, I pull from soul music, which is my favorite. But predominantly hip-hop, and the subject matter is more of a conscious variety. So if you want direct comparison, you'd compare it to people like your J. Cole's or maybe even your Kendrick's. But I try to include a few melodic elements here and there. So it's a mix and a melting pot of everything, actually.
You have had an exciting career so far. Can you tell us what has been the highlight for you?
I think, in my head, I've been doing this for a bit, but I think it's been short. It's been short compared to the illustrious careers that other people have. I don't know if I have as many highlights, but for me personally, a highlight would be the fact that I've grown so much to the point where I'm able to dictate my own sound. Like, I'm able to creatively think of something, produce it, write on it, mix it, engineer it myself, and put it out there independently as an independent artist. And that for me is a really, really big achievement, because there's people I admired when I started who are doing exactly what I'm doing, and I've grown my skills and my capabilities and my audience to such a point that I can do that. So for me, that's one of the things I'm most proud of.
The pandemic and COVID-19 has impacted everybody. To you, Sheepo the Deep, how did the pandemic affect your music career?
I think the COVID-19 pandemic has affected my life as it has affected most people, or all the people in the world, in the fact that you're limited in your movements, you're limited in exactly how you can plan. Specifically for artists, we can't do shows anymore, we can't collaborate as freely. I mean, with the help of the internet, we can link and send each other music, but it's restricted movement. I can't do things as easily as I was able to do, just for the simple fact that I can't go to the studio as easily as I could before. I can't put on a show with 100 or 50 people in there as easily as I could before. But yeah, it's helped people to think very differently. I've always been a very big supporter of the internet, and a lot of people I've worked with are people that I've never even met face to face because of the internet. So I think a lot of people are going to have to start thinking that way.
What are your future plans for the music? So like, is there any new music dropping or any project that's coming through?
In terms of future plans for this year, I think short term, there's an EP planned for release early this year. Just a few songs to get people interested. And then later on, we're thinking about dropping an album, a fuller length album. And there might be a video as well for a song that's already out titled Vibe on 10 that features production from Sango and Mochaki. So yeah, look out for an EP, a video, and an album from Sipo the Gift. But basically, more great music and positive vibes.
What message do you have for children in the hospital?
I think many of the kids in the hospital, if not all of the kids in the hospital, are some of the bravest people around right now. So I just send a positive message to them to keep their heads up and dream big. The world is a very confusing place right now, and we're going to need very, very brave young men and women to change it or make changes for the better in the future. So please dream big and allow your imagination to take you to places where your physical limitations right now are blocking you from doing. Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think I'd like to just encourage people, whether it's people listening or people in the hospital or anybody really, to not get downtrodden by anything, whether it's the pandemic, whether it's the current situation, and try and find ways to reach your best self, whether it's through creativity, whether it's through something that you're passionate about, but try and keep a positive perspective and reach your best self. One love, Sipo the Gift. Peace.
Well, guys, that was Sipo the Gift, the artist, the one and only Sipo.